Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, Jen Newberg is joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So It's Lifey, ITSLIFEY.com. It's Lifey. Find your people. Jen, I was reading your story. You lost your husband in 2024. You were on vacation in Greece. I can't imagine the grief of losing a spouse and then also being in a foreign country. But that story has led you to where you are right now with It's Lifey. Can you talk about how you got to It's Lifey?
Yes. So you're right. It was quite traumatic being in another country. My husband was 49 years old. He woke me up in the middle of the night and said, I think I'm having a heart attack. And he was gone within 10 minutes. And so navigating that through the U.S. Embassy and in another country was pretty crazy, for lack of better words. I often describe it as a zoo when I came home. Lots of people, really wonderful support system gathered around me, which was, you know, really nice to have. And through the next couple of months, it continued to be a pretty wild ride. Not only did I have my own grief, but I have children and he had lots of family. And so it continued to be a little bit crazy. And so I decided that I needed to recharge and get away. And so I went on a wellness retreat in Costa Rica and it was beautiful. But what I realized was that I had a hard time connecting with the other people because I had been through such a trauma. And so I decided to build a retreat of my own just for widows like myself. And that retreat, which happened this summer, led to starting a whole company that's really based on building community, not only for widows, but for other people going through life transitions. It's Lifey, which is short for Life Gets Lifey. began. Yes, because I say to people, if your life hasn't gotten lifey, then you're not a human being. So It's Lifey was born about 7 months ago, and I now host support groups. I have another retreat coming up in about 3 weeks in New Hampshire. And again, I'm focused on widows right now, but plan to expand next year into other life transitions. And, you know, it's really based on the fact that we need each other. And when you're going through something tough, you could have the most amazing support system, but to be with people who are going through the same thing is critical. I believe it's actually life-saving to really connect with other people going through the same transition.
Yeah, a loss like that is so profound, I think, and something, you know, when things make us uncomfortable, we don't talk about them, right?
Absolutely.
And I think a loss like this is one of those things where the people around you are talking in whispers, and it's something, unless you've been there, you'll never understand it. So this building of community, I don't know that I have a question here. It's just, it's so important because people think they're all alone and they're the only ones who feel this way. And they're just not. And so for you to bring community to people who've gone through such a loss, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Life-saving, as you say.
I appreciate that. And you're right. Not only do people, you know, people do turn inward. People do feel alone. In fact, it's been said there's a loneliness epidemic. Yep. In our country.
100%.
You know, people are hiding behind their screens. People are not connecting with other people. And, you know, that's really my goal with all of this. I actually kicked off a support group just over the weekend, and it was incredible. There were tears, there was laughter, there were questions for each other that no one else could answer. Yep. Except someone going Yep. through this. And it was really beautiful.
I think it's incredible what you're doing.
I love it.
Can you speak to some of the feedback that you've gotten from other widows who have found It's Lifey and it's helped them?
Absolutely. I mean, some of them have said to me, I've met my closest friends through this. We all still, both the women that have been in my support groups and at my retreat, we all still communicate with each other. We have dinner with each other for those that are local. And, you know, I just constantly hear, it's so nice to be with people who get it. That's a big word. It seems so simple, but it's an easy two-word phrase that people going through this say a lot. Like, I just want to be with people who get it.
I know. Mm. Oh, what you've done. Amazing. So we shall share it.
Yes. So it's lifey.com.
I really do appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, of course. ITSLIFEY. It's lifey.com. Or you can text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. We'll text you a direct link. You can find out about the organization, about some of the retreats they have going on, the support that they have as well. And Jen, you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Yes.
it's a support group as well.
I love what you all do.
Yeah,
too.
Pretty much one big giant support group.
It is.
we all need good vibes. I mean,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you both very much for what you do and for sharing, you know, other people's great work too. I appreciate it so much.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. It's nice to meet you, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon. Let us know if you need anything from us. Okay.
Thanks. I appreciate you so much.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Brittany from Bellingham.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Eighth grade math teacher, Kennedy, Brittany is.
Oof.
Oh, I would fail your class.
I don't think so.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, and she is over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready, Brittany?
Yes.
24 years ago today in 2001, Jennifer Lopez married her second husband, Chris Judd. They were divorced in January of 2003. Who was J-Lo's most recent marriage to?
Ben Affleck.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married Saturday. Guests included Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Paul Rudd, SZA, and countless others. True or false? Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift do not have a song together. True or false?
False.
Question number three. Former Office castmates Kate Flannery and Oscar Nunez won the $1 million question on the season finale of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Spoiler alert. Oscar has a new Office spinoff show on Peacock. What is that show called?
The Paper.
The skateboard that Tony Hawk used at the 1999 X Games to land the first ever 900 sold for $1.15 million. How many rotations is 900?
Ooh, 18.
Math teacher, doing the maths.
Five.
Question number five. Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters is still the number one song in the country. And it's going to be performed tonight on The Tonight Show. What is the name of the group who sings Golden in the movie?
Huntrix.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! What are we learning in class these days?
We are doing rigid transformations and congruence.
Do you know what that means, Carson?
I know nothing about what you just said. You might as well have been speaking Latin.
That was like Elvish to me.
Right? Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Brittany, our math teacher, got 4 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
Yes.
Thank you.
I believe that's 80%. Is it?
That is.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. It was 24 years ago today in 2001. Jennifer Lopez married her second husband, Chris Judd. They were divorced in January of 2003. Who was her most recent marriage to?
Ben Affleck.
All right. That's correct. Title one. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married Saturday. Guests included Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Paul Rudd, SZA, and countless others. True or false? Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift do not have a song together. True or false? Excuse me.
True.
They have several songs together. 2-1 for Brittany. Question number three. Former Office castmates Kate Flannery and Oscar Nunez won the $1 million question on the season finale of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oscar has a new Office spinoff show on Peacock. What is it called?
The Paper.
3-2. Question number four. The skateboard that Tony Hawk used at the 1999 X Games to land the first ever 900 sold for $1.15 million. How many rotations is a 900?
Oh, 2.5, 3.
Hey, you know you're still on the air, right?
We can hear you.
I would have gotten there because I know 360, 360, 360, and then a half would be 180. So the math was, I was doing the math.
Yes.
But I concur.
Kenny, we're going to need you to show your work.
Right here.
2.5 was correct, Brittany. Unfortunately, you said 5 when it
was
your
you were
turn.
Thinking 180.
Tied at 3, question number 5. Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters is still the number one song in the country, and it's going to be performed live tonight at The Tonight Show, Kennedy.
I'm so excited.
What is the name of the group who sings Golden in the movie?
Huntrix.
That is correct. You Tony Hawked it. 4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you did get yourself a pair of concert tickets. Jesse McCartney, October 7th at the Orpheum Theater. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Brittany. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Brittany from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We, of course, are streaming on the iHeartRadio and Odyssey apps. You can also catch our podcast there. It is
pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. It's time to say the stuff out loud that you don't normally say out loud. You can text or call 617-655-1234. If I may.
You may.
Please do.
Can we stop with the painting of every intersection with 4,000 different lines and maybe just enforce the laws that are already in place? I drove through an intersection the other day, and there must have been 5,000 different stripes.
I'm sure there were
and color.
You're over exaggerating.
I am not exaggerating.
5,000.
I will take a picture tomorrow of that intersection. It's wild because we don't stop at red lights. So they paint a whole thing, you know, don't block the box. And then we got stripe lines. We got solid lines. We got green colors. We got yellow colors. We got red colors. 50,000 stripes. I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing at this intersection.
Why not? Did you not take driver's ed?
It's very confusing. How about just give out some tickets for the dum-dums that are breaking the law instead of wasting our time and energy trying to put down 10,000 different stripes at an intersection for the dum-dums? That's my hot take.
Without the lines, people wouldn't know where to go.
No, one line to stop at the red light or a line for the pedestrians, but all...
okay, buddy.
It's my hot take, Kennedy.
It sure is.
It's fired up.
Elizabeth from Burlington, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Good morning. My hot take is that LED headlights should be illegal.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
They are the worst.
Yes. Like right.
The headlights shouldn't blind opposing cars.
That's true.
It's crazy.
That usually is the rule, isn't it?
Like, if I have to squint when you're coming, it's crazy.
And they're a weird.
It's awful.
And the color too is it's stinging when you see it.
And they almost look like they're blinking sometimes.
Or they're bluish or something. Yes. I'm down with that hot take.
The high beams are like the sun.
Right. Yeah, you get no argument from us. Thank you for that. Annie is from Newburyport. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Hi. My hot take is I can't stand people bringing their dogs into stores that aren't service animals.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I got to tell you, I had my mind changed about this when I was stationed in Germany. Because they allow dogs everywhere. You see them at restaurants. You see them in grocery stores. And I had never seen that. And I actually love it. I think having dogs around is awesome.
Yeah. As long as they're well behaved.
Yeah, if you're taking care of your dog, I think it's fine.
I don't think they need to go everywhere, though. They don't. They can be really overwhelmed by things. They can be overwhelmed by smells. Like just because you think it's fun doesn't necessarily mean it's fun for them.
Yeah, you have to know your dog, obviously. And some people don't do a great job at that. But
I love seeing dogs in stores. It makes me happier than before I walk into the store.
A lot of stores
have
pet
treats. People
shouldn't
bring their children into stores unless they're service children.
Going after kids again this week, Dan, huh? Look at that. All right. Thank you for that. Jess is from Portsmouth. Good morning, Jess.
Hi, guys.
Hot take. Is it Jesse or Jess? Sorry.
Jesse.
Jesse, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Oh, I'm about to start a fight.
Okay.
But that's what we're here for.
Taylor Swift is overhyped and overplayed.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Why do you think that, Jesse?
Well, she's talented for sure, but I don't think she's deserving of the hype that she's getting. And, like, I hear her on the radio way too much.
I'm not stepping in this.
I'm waiting for someone to disagree with him.
Oh, I absolutely disagree. I think she's the most important artist and songwriter of her generation.
There's a lot happening right now.
She's oversaturated, for sure.
There's a lot happening right now.
I think she's fantastic. I love her songs.
But I think we play a lot more Teddy Swims than we do Taylor Swift, and I stand by that.
You don't love Lose Control? New bop alert?
It's not that I don't love it. I'm just saying in terms of the lexicon of how much we play what, I feel like that's
That was a pretty good start to Hot Take Tuesday. Wow. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
Kennedy, do you have a hot take?
I don't.
You don't?
No. Nope.
Producer Dan, did you have one for
I'll
this
just do one real quick. Mushrooms are gross and they taste like dirt.
Something wrong with you.
They're earth. It's just like an earthy flavor. Yeah, that's dirt. The earthy flavor is dirt. There's only one kind of fun mushroom and you listen to Pink Floyd in the Dark after you eat them.
Goodness.
All right, 617-655-1234. Hot Take Tuesday. Do you have a hot take or do you want to comment on one of the hot takes you just heard? We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Played that one for Jesse.
The amount of Carson level petty there was just
from the
large
774 Jesse, who called in for Hot Take Tuesday and said Taylor Swift is overrated and so many of her songs get played on the radio. From the 774, Jesse sounds like the kind of guy who would go up to a girl wearing a band T-shirt at the gym and say to her, "Name five songs from that band."
Now. This is a judgment-free zone in the Hot Take Tuesday.
I don't know. I feel like that's dead on. Oh, let's start with Harper. Harper's 12 years old in for Hot Take Tuesday. Harper, what do you have?
I think that motorcycles and dirt bikes drive worse than cars.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because every time, like, we're on the road, motorcycles always, like, cut in front of us and go really fast and almost get in the car crashes.
So Harper is not a fan of lane splitting.
It's just not my favorite thing either.
When they drive down the middle?
Yes.
They drive down the middle of the thing.
Well, thank you so much for your spicy hot take.
Bye, Harper.
Bye.
I feel like that was mom's hot take. I feel like she learned that from mom.
Car. I made a new rule after last week that I'm not fighting with children on Hot Take Tuesday, so I just was
Look
quiet.
At you.
I'm in a zen state today.
Were you scared?
Don't do that to me. Don't light this fuse, Kennedy.
Are you afraid of Harper, Dan?
When a kid said, "Come at me," that was one of my favorite days of the week.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Good morning. Well, I am a big Red Sox fan. Sure, everybody is. But why are we celebrating getting in the wild card? Why are we having locker room celebrations with champagne? Like, why is that a thing? I don't understand. It's like everybody gets a trophy and let's all be in the locker room with the goggles and the nonsense. Like, they should just be humble and say, "Hey, fans, we're sorry it took so long to be so great." That's my hot take.
Wow, you hate fun.
It's been a long time since they got there.
I hate stupidity.
They haven't been there since 2021. These guys are not David Ortiz that were there. All these guys, it's a whole new crew. They're all young guys. Most of them have never done it before. Like, let them celebrate.
This is her hot take, not yours.
Thank you.
I mean, I disagree with you entirely, but I digress.
Suzanne only cares about banners.
Banners only.
I mean, I feel like it's just as exciting as when I go grocery shopping and I come home and I'm like, woo, I bought something, like the commercial. I got some cold cuts. We don't need to celebrate that big and hard. Like, high five. Yes, we're excited. But save it for when you do the real thing that we're all excited to see.
This is a spoiled fan.
I know. I win some, I lose some with you guys. I know. I get it.
You do use this.
Sits with me. Thank you, love. And, you know, I feel like in my 50s, I am turning into Peter Griffin of, you know what clients might use?
Honey, we all are.
So good. Thank you, Suzanne.
Fun, but, man, that one kills me. Bye, love you.
Love you,
go
too.
Red Sox.
We got another Red Sox hot take for Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
We just had Suzanne, and she was complaining about the celebrating of making it to the wild card. What has it got you upset?
Oh, this one is better. So I think that Sweet Caroline has ruined experiences at Fenway Park.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Cringeworthy moment of the game. I have to go to the bathroom every time.
Oh.
You don't like Sweet Caroline? You don't like people joining together and singing in harmony?
What about Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Is that one okay or no?
That one's okay. Yeah. Or like Love That Dirty Water, maybe.
What do you mean maybe? Something... That's after we win. So you just hate all celebrations?
No, there's just something. I don't know. There's too much good timing.
What?
What is wrong with everybody
today? Okay, I was quiet this whole time. This is ridiculous. Sweet Caroline is one of the biggest traditions in baseball.
It's awful.
I bet you hate Fenway Park,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you sound like you're fun at parties.
You want, like, a new corporate ballpark. Knock down the old stuff. Build something new. No sense of tradition.
I mean, some traditions are good, but that one popped up, and it's like, no, I can't get on board.
Everybody sit there quietly and sip their $16 beers in silence.
I mean, I think there's alternatives.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
It's not bad.
I'm listening.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you very much, Emily.
I know we disagree. That's why it's a
okay.
Hot take. It's okay.
We love you.
I still love you. It's called Hot Take Tuesday for a reason.
Judgment-free zone, sort of. Kind of. Not really.
I try not to. I fail a lot.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ann from Malden.
Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Ann?
Oh, yes, please. Kennedy, could you leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000.
Big money.
I almost forgot it was $1,000. I was going to say 100 again. So a chance to win $1,000. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Kennedy has gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split after 19 years of marriage. They shared 2 daughters together, 14 and 17. Nicole has been married once before for 11 years. To who?
Tom Cruise.
Mario and Luigi top a list of the best video game duos of all time. Sonic and Tails came in 2nd, and Ash and Pikachu are in 3rd. What type Pokemon is Pikachu?
I have no idea. Sorry.
Question number 3. Bad Bunny says he's relieved the big news is out about the Super Bowl halftime show, because he's been keeping it a secret for a while now. Which of these 3 pop icons has not performed at the Super Bowl halftime show? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, or Madonna?
Mariah Carey.
Question number 4. The founding father of Auto-Tune, T-Pain, was born today 41 years ago. What does the T in T-Pain stand for?
Terrible?
How dare you?
Hot
now I'm fired up
Tuesday.
Again. Now I'm fired up again.
Question number five. An astrologer paired each zodiac sign with a Halloween movie. For Gemini, it's Hocus Pocus. Virgo is Ghostbusters. And Aries is Friday the 13th. We are currently in Libra season. What is the symbol for Libra?
The scales.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Whew. All right, here we go. Yes, if you missed the big announcement, we are now giving away $1,000 for the 745 Campy Kennedy, as well still doing $1,000 for the 945 Campy Kennedy.
Pretty freaking cool.
Yep. Kennedy and from Malden, who is getting ready to go for a morning walk. Do you do a morning walk every day?
Every other day because I'm retired.
Good for you.
That's nice.
Yeah!
And got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
Oh, okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split after 19 years together. They have 2 daughters, 14 and 17. Nicole had been married once before for 11 years to who?
Tom Cruise.
Tied at 1. Mario and Luigi top a list of the best video game duos of all time. Sonic and Tails in 2nd, and Ash and Pikachu are 3rd. What type of Pokemon is Pikachu?
A yellow one.
Electric.
That's not wrong.
He's electric, Kennedy.
It's electric. Pika, pika.
1-1. Question number 3. Bad Bunny says he's relieved the big news that is out about the Super Bowl halftime show because he's been keeping it secret for a while. Which of these 3 pop icons has not performed at the Super Bowl halftime show? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, or Madonna?
Mariah Carey.
I saw today, too, is like the 30th anniversary of her first album or something, or her first number one song. Something like that. Tied at 2, question number 4. The founding father of auto-tune, T-Pain, was born today 41 years ago. What does the T in T-Pain stand for?
Tallahassee.
Yes.
That is correct. I don't know if you could sit next to me all those years and not absorb that at some point.
And said terrible, Kennedy.
Oh, come on now.
3-2. Question number 5. An astrologer paired each zodiac sign with a Halloween movie. For Gemini, Hocus Pocus, Virgo, Ghostbusters, Aries, Friday the 13th. We are currently in Libra season. What is the symbol for Libra?
Scales?
Wow. Pretty good, Kennedy. Pretty good. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Anne. You don't get the
$1,000.
But we do we do appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning.
Thank you.
Please listen to more T-Pain in your retirement downtime.
He has a great voice, honestly.
Go listen to Buy You a Drink while you walk. Maybe All I Do Is Win.
Go listen to, what was that classic rock song he did a few years
ago? He covered War Pigs by Ozzy.
And it was amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, go look up War Pigs from T-Pain. It's very good. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'll check it out. I'm Ann from Malden, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy.
I mean, it was embarrassing to be a Yankees fan. I ran into a bunch on the tee, and I've not seen such a pout since Kim Kardashian's last selfie.
Carson and Kennedy, only on Mix 104.1.
I think you went to a game, Kennedy, and Yankees fans were very upset. Kind of curious, though. The rivalry is the rivalry, and I get that.
It's the best in sports.
But, you know, the Red Sox just ended up owning the Yankees for a long time. They pretty much owned them this season.
Well, to be fair, they owned us for decades.
It's true. But is it still the rivalry that it was when we were younger? Are people still just very angry when they see you wearing your Yankees gear?
That peak 2003, 2004, like that early 2000s, we were battling in Game 7 of the ALCS type stuff.
Right. Like it would cause fights. And I don't know if it's that anymore. If people really, I do it and I know you do it, but
then it would stand to reason that a lot of people do then.
I don't know. I don't know if they do or not.
I think you guys match the level of most people in this city.
Yeah, I definitely think
I don't think
happens.
You're any different.
I think they have the same energy for us, too. It goes both ways.
Yeah. Lisa is from Wilmington. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
So you're a Yankees fan. The first problem to, solving your problem is to admit it.
I do admit it.
You can't do that. You can't ask people to call in and then give them crap the second that they do. It's not fair.
I thought this was America.
It's okay. I welcome it. Well,
so how did you become a Yankees fan? Are you from New York?
I am not. I actually am born and raised in Massachusetts, but I grew up in Berkshire County, and it's a little bit like 60-40 out there. It's kind of like Connecticut.
Yeah, right. That's basically Albany at that point.
Exactly. And so my grandmother was a diehard Yankee fan and also a Derek Jeter fan, and she kept score. Like, she watched every game, and she was one of the old school pause the or mute the TV and have the radio guys play.
Yes.
I love this so much.
Yep. She was that generation. And so she kept score every game, and I watched with her all the time. And so I became a diehard Yankee fan.
I love it.
Well, I'm not going to make fun of your grandma and her beliefs, so we're going to let that slide.
Or anyone, because that's what we said.
Yeah. So now that you moved farther east into Massachusetts, are you getting more hassle?
I actually like the hassle. I think it's fun, but I've lived in the Boston area for over 15 years. And since I've been down here, I've picked up the Celtics, the Bruins, the Patriots, so that's why they let me stay.
So you're one away from being a proper sports fan. Just drop the Yankees and join the correct side of life. The right side of history.
I don't know why Lana was a Yankees fan, but I took her to a Yankees-Mets game, and she was wearing her Derek Jeter jersey and a Yankees hat at Mets Stadium, and the guys were chirping her bad, saying just like awful things.
I'm the same way they do here when people wear Yankees jerseys.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yep. You're going to belly the beast one way or the other.
Yeah, it's called sports. I don't know why everyone's being so soft all of a sudden.
I don't know what you were thinking walking into Shea Stadium like that or whatever it's called now. But
thank you, Lisa. We appreciate that. Andrea's from Canton. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So it's your husband who is a Yankees fan. And I'm just curious, is it still happening where Red Sox fans are chastising him, or is it kind of people don't do that anymore?
Yeah, no, he gets hassled all the time, but it's at random places. So we got we went to Disney World for my daughter's birthday at the beginning of September, and we're going through Logan Airport, and there's a my husband has his Yankees hat on, and a TSA agent stopped him. And was like, extra security for this one. I don't trust Yankees fans. And we were like, what the heck? And then we were at Dunkin' a couple days ago, and there was a huge line. We get to the front of the line, and like one of the baristas, I guess you can call them at Dunkin', she was like, oh no, back of the line for you. We don't serve Yankees fans.
Oh, wow.
Andrea, what did your parents say when you went home and said, Dad, Mom, I'm marrying a Yankees fan?
they were luckily like, we're more of Patriots people, but, you know, we'll let it slide. He's a good guy. We'll let it slide.
Well, I'm glad that they were welcoming.
I would have been like, not in my family.
Not in my family.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Steve from Waltham, you a big Yankees guy?
I am Carson with a K. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Now, do you catch a hard time from people, or maybe not as much?
Do I what with people? I'm sorry.
Do people give you a hard time when you wear your Yankee swag?
Listen, I'm smart enough. I don't wear it when I'm in Boston. I only wear it when I go to Yankee Stadium or in Aruba. I don't wear it around here.
Steve, judging by how you said both smart and Carson, I'm going to assume you're from here. So how did this happen?
I am from here. So I was born at Boston City Hospital, in fact, long, long, long time ago. And my mother would take me to Fenway Park when I was like 5 years old. We could only afford bleacher seats. And it was always in June around my birthday. And it was easy to root for the Yankees because they always won. So I became a Yankee fan at 5 years old. In fact, Derek Jeter and I have the same birthday. And I attended Derek Jeter's Hall of Fame induction by myself. Nobody wanted to go with me. So I drove to Cooperstown and saw him inducted.
God, just hearing that accent, but then talking about your love of the Yankees is frying my brain.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
What is the rest of your family? What are they like?
Oh, they love the Sox. It's always Boston, 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 Boston.
Are you invited over to their houses to watch games or no?
I am. I go, but, you know, of course, my heart is with the Yankees, so
wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to
What about Patriots,
sorry,
Celtics,
guys.
Bruins?
Oh, love Pat Seltz Bruins. Just it's the Yankees that I like more than the Sox.
Just because they were better when you were five.
Exactly.
You little kindergarten bandwagoner.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service to findmassmoney.gov. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split after 19 years of marriage. It doesn't look like anyone's filed yet, but I don't know. Every story reads a little bit different. Sources say sometimes relationships just run their course. It is also being said that Nicole didn't want the separation, that she was trying to save things, but they've allegedly been living apart since the beginning of summer. She's been in the house and he moved out and got a new house. Nicole is holding the family together through this time since Keith has been on tour. I really don't know much more past that, but that's where we are right there. So
feels like they work a lot. It feels like they can't be together ever. I mean, he's touring all the time, and I feel like every time I turn on a movie or a TV show, she's in it.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it's hard, you know, having two careers is difficult.
Right.
And whatever.
Two kids.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All that time she spends in the AMC theater, too.
And it's gonna take just
a little time. You don't go to the movies.
No.
Those of us that go to the movies get that joke.
Oh, okay.
She opens every movie.
Oh.
Have you not seen that?
I haven't been to a movie in as long as I can remember.
Oh, my gosh. Every movie opens with her.
Saying welcome to AMC. She's a spokesperson?
Yeah, she comes in. It's an empty theater. She does this whole thing. It's over the top, and it's a lot.
Make your paper, boo-boo.
Yes. Every movie, for like a decade, I feel like she's been doing it now.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, really? You've never seen Nicole Kidman?
No.
I think they spoofed it on SNL, too.
I literally can't remember the last time I watched Saturday Night Live or
right.
or watched a movie. Well, it's getting to be D-Day for Taylor Swift, and so that means I'm going to have to talk about it almost every day. She poked fun at herself in a promo video for the Target exclusive vinyl, The Crowd Is Your King edition of her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl.
One of her 47 exclusive vinyls.
Really is starting to feel a little bit. But playing both director and model, she rocked a suit and used a pink megaphone to say this.
We're elegant. We're luxurious. We're in front of the most beautiful pink vinyl we've ever seen.
What is going on with the posture?
It's giving no girl, not showgirl. What are we doing? Elegance. Charm.
You never want to give no girl. You want to give showgirl.
At one point, she complained, she's got cat hair all over her. So, Life of a Showgirl drops this Friday. It has passed 5 million pre-saves on Spotify, passing her own record from Tortured Poets Department. Billboards have been popping up around the world, which are cryptic. They feature the outline of Swift's Era Tour stage, which kind of looks like a key in a variety of colors. The first music video off the album, The Fate of Ophelia, will premiere on YouTube on October 5th at 7. The official release party of A Showgirl will be in theaters October 3rd through the 5th. You, of course, can win that. Tickets on the 20s this morning at 9:20. And she will appear on The Graham Norton Show October 3rd. Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon October 6th. Late Night with Seth Meyers October 9th. And October 4th says standby on the Taylor website's place where you get all your information.
You know what just popped into my head when you said Jimmy Fallon? Do you remember the story with Jimmy Fallon and Nicole Kidman?
No.
She told him that she tried to hit on him at a party and he wouldn't give her the time of day.
No. It happens. It happens to all of us, Carson.
Yep. Sometimes men are clueless.
Yeah.
It's I a look great back clip. Sometimes it's like, oh, I didn't pick up on that at all.
Huh? Or was he married?
No. It was very, I think it was early on in both their careers. Uh-huh. And they were just out. Maybe he was doing Saturday Night Live and they were at a party or wherever. And she tells this whole story on his show. It's like a classic clip.
Adorable.
And she's like, yeah, I tried to go out with you. I think I called you and you just never returned my call.
That's funny.
Yeah, she might be single soon, buddy. Shoot your shot.
Well, he's married.
Yeah, I think so.
And just real quick, I don't know, y'all remember Reading Rainbow, right?
Of course.
It was what we all needed, and we haven't had it on our televisions in a while. And I don't know if you know who Michael the Librarian is, but if you don't, you should. I met him during COVID, and he was someone that just brought joy into my feed every day. He was a kid that worked at a library, and he wore colorful shirts, and he would tell stories every day about what he did in the library and the kid he talked to and helping people find books, and then social media became what it was. And for some reason or another, everyone bullied him so hard, he had to step away, quit his job, go off social media for his own mental health. It was awful. But now he's back and he's hosting Reading Rainbow.
Hi, and welcome to Reading Rainbow.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm Michael the Librarian, and this place is the library. Reading Rainbow is returning with all new episodes.
Ready? Yes!
That's cool.
I literally, when I saw that this morning, crying. Absolutely crying. Because he is an absolute gem and we don't deserve him.
So, I've never heard it.
I hope they don't change the theme song too much.
No.
Used to be a banger.
Just maybe, you know, a little. I don't know. But that's what I got.
Thank you, Kenny. I was going to see if I had that song, Dan.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high.
Come on, Dan.
Butterfly take a look.
In the sky. I can go twice as high.
Take a look. It's in a book.
A reading rainbow.
Oh, PBS.
I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow.
Straight banger, Dan. Thank you.
Get some people going.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Alex from Haverhill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Apparently she's stuck behind a porta potty truck driving in this morning. That's crappy.
I was waiting for it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
So you understand how this works? There are five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 6,288 wins, 459 losses. That's a lot of questions, Dan.
I've written a lot of questions.
She's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The new Superman movie just had the biggest 10-day viewership on HBO Max since 2023 when this Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling movie came out on the platform. Name that movie.
Oh, God, I don't know. Starting off strong.
Question number two. Kristen Bell said on her husband's podcast that she wishes she had fooled around with more guys before she got married. Who's she married to?
Oh, my God. I don't know his name. I can see his face. Oh, I don't know. I'm not even going to try.
It's a weird thing to say to your spouse. Like, I could see sitting around with your girlfriend saying, man, I wish I'd have... But to say it to your spouse on a podcast?
Well, she's probably very comfortable with where they are in their relationship.
I guess. It's still weird to say out loud. And I say everything out loud, Dan. Question number three. Lacey Chabert? Chabert? I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I apologize. She turns 43 today. She played Gretchen Wiener in Mean Girls. Which word did she keep trying to make happen?
Fetch.
Reading Rainbow is returning to PBS, but with a new host, Michael the Librarian. There will also be special guests, including John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, who hosted the original Reading Rainbow for 21 years.
Oh, my God. That was my generation. This is hard. I don't know.
Question number five. In the Voice episode that aired last night, whose face is on the socks that Michael Bublé is wearing?
I don't know.
Do you know any of the coaches on The Voice?
No, I don't have cable.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's on the internet, too.
It can stream. No.
Yeah, it streams. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Alex from Haverhill. Are you still stuck behind the porta potty? We good?
No, I'm out of that poopy situation.
I believe Alex got one out of five.
Sooch. Alex doesn't have cable, Kennedy, so it was a rough go.
Neither
for
her. Do I.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yep.
The new Superman movie just had the biggest 10-day viewership on HBO Max since 2023 when this Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling movie came to the platform. Name the movie.
Barbie.
Barbie is it. 1-0.
Oh, snippet.
Did you say, oh, snippets?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
for not,
that's
thank
what
you,
I say around the kids.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. Kristen Bell said on her husband's podcast, she wishes she had fooled around with more guys before she got married. Who's Kristen married to?
Dax Shepard.
2-0. Question number three. Lacey Chabert?
Chabert.
43 today. She played Gretchen Wiener in Mean Girls. Which word did she keep trying to make happen?
Fetch.
Her hair is full of secrets.
I don't think my dad, the inventor of toaster strudel.
3-1. Question number four. Reading Rainbow is returning to PBS, but with a new host, Michael the Librarian. There will also be special guests, including John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. Who hosted the original Reading Rainbow for 21 seasons?
LeVar Burton.
4-1. Question number five. In the Voice episode that aired last night, whose face is on the socks that Michael Bublé is wearing?
Oh, man. I don't know. I went and watched recaps and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got, what, four coaches to choose from?
Oh, you didn't say that part?
No, that wasn't part of the question.
Oh. Well, I take it back.
Niall.
It was Reba. The answer is always Reba.
The one time I don't say Reba.
The answer is always Reba.
It's not, though. Answer is always Reba, and it's wrong.
Snoop Dogg socks would look cool.
For Shizzle. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Alex. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $250 gift card from The Voice. All-star coaches Michael Bublé, Snoop Dogg, Niall Horan, and Reba McEntire reclaim their red chairs for an all-new season of The Voice. The Voice Blind auditions continue tonight at 8 on NBC 10 Boston. So you enjoy that gift. I know. Now you're a fan of The Voice. Now you're going to watch.
Got to watch it now.
There you go. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Alex from Haverhill, clearly uncultured, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Rich from Georgetown. Excuse me.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good.
Rich, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
Have you played before, Rich?
Yes.
How'd you do?
I lost.
Okay, $1,000 on the line right now. We can get it done, okay?
Okay.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Answer more right than Kennedy. You win that money. She's over in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear any of these questions or your answers. Are you ready?
I am.
Jason Tatum's injury recovery is apparently going very well, but one person that doesn't seem to be coming back to the Celtics is this Dominican player who was married to a former Miss Universe. Who is he?
Al Horford.
Axl Rose is a half-human, half-robot in a new cyberpunk graphic novel series. It's called Axl Rose, Appetite for Destruction. It's a good title. He's the lead singer of which band?
Guns N' Roses.
You're right in Richard's wheelhouse, these first two.
A new Simpsons movie will hit theaters in 2027. Name the three kids from The Simpsons.
Okay, Bart, Maggie, and Lisa.
Question number 4. Bad Bunny says he got the call about the Super Bowl halftime show while he was in the middle of a workout. Who is the rapper that curates the Super Bowl halftime show? Who is in the background talking, giving you the answers?
Who's in the background? I don't know.
All right, question number 5. Is there somebody with you, Rich?
No.
No?
No. Huh. That was me.
Okay. Question number 5. It seems their relationship has been confirmed by the couple. Sydney Sweeney was seen holding hands at Universal Studios Halloween nights with her new boyfriend. Which record executive is he?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sydney Sweeney was seen holding hands at Universal Studios Halloween nights with which record executive?
Well, I don't know that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We were in his wheelhouse and then we weren't in his wheelhouse.
It happens that way.
It does.
I believe a wise man once said, sometimes it'd be like that.
Kennedy, Rich from Georgetown got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Jason Tatum's injury recovery apparently going very well, but one person that doesn't seem to be coming back to the Celtics is this Dominican player who is married to a former Miss Universe. Who is he?
I don't know.
Al Horford.
Oh, right. You guys were talking about that
yesterday. Apparently he's going to the Golden State Warriors.
There you go.
Boo. Remember LaToya Edwards, that whole...
I remember it now.
Yeah, sure. All right. 1-0 for Rich. Axl Rose is a half-human, half-robot in a new cyberpunk graphic novel series. It's called Axl Rose, Appetite for Destruction. He's the lead singer of which band?
Guns N' Roses.
Apparently, it's set in a neon-drenched paradise city.
Hey-o.
See that? 2-1, question number 3. A new Simpsons movie will hit theaters in 2027. Name the three kids from The Simpsons.
Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
3-2. Some people are saying it's because of the separation of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban that the first movie was released 19 years ago when they got married, and now the second movie is coming out because they got divorced.
Nobody is saying that.
Absolutely not.
The internet is
not
saying it, Dan.
Single soul
it's true.
Is saying that.
3-2 right now for Rich. Question number 4. Bad Bunny says he got the call about the Super Bowl halftime show while he was in the middle of a workout. Who is the rapper that curates the Super Bowl halftime show?
Jay-Z.
It is Jay-Z. 3-3. Question number 5.
You bummed Rich out by getting that right.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
It seems their relationship has been confirmed by the couple, Kennedy. Sydney Sweeney was seen holding hands at Universal Studios Halloween nights with her record executive boyfriend. Who is he?
Scooter Braun.
It is Scooter
Braun.
Do
better, Sydney. Yeah.
Boo this man.
Good job, Kennedy.
You
good
too,
job.
Friend.
Yep. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Rich, you don't get the money, but listen, we do appreciate you listening and calling into play again this morning.
You're a good dude.
Okay. You are.
Yep.
Good job. Good job as always. Okay.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy, Rich?
Rich, can't beat her again.
Succinct.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.